Does Atlanta really have a future as a bike-friendly city? If the site of Ponce de Leon Avenue at rush hour with its lanes of speeding cars is any indication, you might not think so. But Kerry Watkins, a professor of civil and environmental engineering at Georgia Tech, says that, believe it or not, Atlanta is getting better.
I think when we say getting better, it's because we know about what is about to happen. And we sort of see this momentum coming, and we know that, you know, 2 years from now, it's going to be a crazy different picture.
Earlier this year, the mayor's office promised cycling improvements on a scale Atlanta's never seen. It's investing more than $2 million in biking infrastructure. By 2016, Atlanta pledges to double its miles of bike lanes. This includes adding lanes to connect the Atlanta University Center to downtown and to connect the Beltline with Centennial Olympic Park, and even a separated bike lane right here on Ponce. Plus the smartphone app called Cycle Atlanta, which Georgia Tech's Kerry Watkins helped develop. A new version allows bike riders to record troubling and helpful spots along their routes. Watkins recently joined me on my commute to WABE to try it out.
We can actually track where you're traveling, and we can see the path that you take.
Okay.
So shall we get going?
Sure.
Along our ride, we note some rough road.
So we're on this section of North Highland where pavement is really bumpy, and there are a number of potholes.
We also note a spot where, for my comfort level, the road's just too scary to bike.
We can take a photo of busy Cheshire Bridge Road, and we can say,
or type into the app next to our photo,
I don't feel comfortable on busy Cheshire Bridge, so I use the sidewalk.
Through the app, my cycling route, notes, and photos all go to the city of Atlanta. And then what? I call Joshua Mello, the Assistant Director of Transportation Planning, to find out.
Office of Planning, this is Joshua. How can I help you?
First, I ask him about my note detailing the potholes on North Highland Drive. Once the app sends the city a complaint like mine, what will they do with it?
I would probably call the data from the app and look for issues like that that can be dealt with through the maintenance crews. And I would create work orders, essentially, and then get it in the queue for repairs.
Oh, wow. So that sounds, I mean, hearing that makes me think something would absolutely be happening with my specific complaint.
Yeah, and long term, the city's working on a comprehensive 311 system, which will provide a central point of access for residents.
The 311 system will be a phone line and app through which residents will voice complaints or questions about anything the city deals with, from traffic to sanitation to water. They hope to roll that out later this year. But in the meantime, Mello says his department will direct every comment they receive on the Cycle Atlanta app to the right department to get it addressed. Which is pretty nice if something actually then gets done. Regardless, it's the first time the city has asked cyclists how it could make their ride better and invested so much effort to do so. Rebecca Cerna of the Atlanta Bicycle Coalition says that's worth a lot.
Because it shows a shift in priorities. I think what we're seeing from the mayor's office is really a rededication to the surface streets of Atlanta where people are. We're not all on the highways all the time as we're moving back into the city.
And it's those people who are moving back who've motivated the city to start making changes.
Over the past decade, cycling in Atlanta really took off. And it was really despite the lack of infrastructure. So it was because people just found it convenient.
According to an American Community survey, between 2000 and 2009, the rate of bike commuting in Atlanta rose almost 400%, the fastest rate in the country.
Demand is there. You know, you can only fit so many cars into a city where people want to be.
So really, the move for more bike lanes, trails, and the city's next highlighted project, a bike share program, isn't coming mainly from the city at all. It's coming from the cyclists who want it. And if it's to continue, it's up to the folks on two wheels to continue to push. From Ponce de Leon Avenue, this is Kate Sweeney, WABE.